Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, for those of us who like it hot, this summer season does not disappoint. For the rest of us, another day to find a way to cool off. And Joe, we've also got some severe weather in the forecast.
We do indeed. The heat is going to help to fuel the severe weather threat, and will probably come mid to late afternoon. So it's not going to be a problem, obviously, this morning. But for the afternoon commute, it could be a real problem. There could be some downpours, damaging winds, and hail with any one of those thunderstorms that roll through the area. And it probably starts at about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon and lasts until maybe 10 or 11 o'clock tonight. The good news about the severe weather, though, is that it will end the heat. After today, temperatures back down into the 80s, the humidity goes away, and it should stay pretty comfortable into and through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The complete four-day forecast is coming up in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
The man hoping to become the next vice president of the United States to take the stage tonight at the Republican National Convention. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who in 2016 called himself a never-Trump guy, is now an ardent supporter and will give tonight's Day 3 keynote. Last night, we heard from Donald Trump's biggest rival in the 2024 primary.
Nikki Haley made her case for Donald Trump by first acknowledging that they don't always agree, and then she said, more often than not, they do. She was speaking to the people who voted for her in the primary.
We agree on keeping America safe. And we agree that Democrats have moved so far to the left that they're putting our freedoms in danger.
And then she went after the Biden administration on immigration.
Under Joe Biden, migrants are coming into our country by the thousands every day. We have no idea who they are, where they end up, or what they plan to do. And let me remind you, Kamala had one job, and that was to fix the border. Now imagine her in charge of the entire country.
Because she says a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for President Kamala Harris. And she said the debate performance proves that. Haley was only asked to speak in the last few days. She said Trump asked her to speak in the name of unity. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A trend at the RNC, ear bandages like the one Donald Trump has over the wound from Saturday's assassination attempt. Apparently, a number of people attending the convention have been sporting similar bandages in solidarity with the former president. Senate Democrats, including Chuck Schumer and Cory Booker, now demanding New Jersey's Bob Menendez resign or be kicked out of Congress. That's after he was found guilty on all counts in his federal bribery and corruption trial.
Following the verdict, Senator Menendez was defiant, insisting he has never been a foreign agent.
And the decision rendered by the jury today would put at risk every member of the United States Senate in terms of what they think a foreign agent would be.
Federal prosecutors argued the 70-year-old acted as an agent for Egypt as the Democratic leader of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, accepting bribes along with his wife from three business associates. Damian Williams is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in the form of cash, gold bars, a Mercedes-Benz. This wasn't politics as usual. This was politics for profit.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Lower Manhattan.
Well, speaking of gold bars, a Baldwin man is charged with pretending to work for the Federal Trade Commission and duping a 73-year-old in New Hyde Park into purchasing and then handing over nearly $400,000 in gold bars. This was last month when the victim got a message on his computer saying the device was compromised and he needed to call a certain phone number. Well, police say on the other end of the line was 25-year-old Yash Shah, who has pleaded not guilty now to second-degree grand larceny. His lawyers, though, say Shah is the victim here, having been used as a pawn in an international scheme. A misunderstanding, that is what police and officials at a daycare in Queens are calling what was reported as an attempted kidnapping. Cops sprang to action after a man tried to pick up a three-year-old from the daycare on Levitt Street in Flushing on Monday. He said it was because the child's father was running late. Well, the staff declined to release the girl to him. They asked him to leave because he was not listed as one of her emergency contacts. It turns out the man was the child's grandfather. So, did you hear it?
Two very subtle booms. were captured by a Ring camera shared by NJ.com. They were heard, and even shaking was felt across New Jersey and some of the outer boroughs at around 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Brian Herskowitz in Red Bank.
It was like a rumbling. I thought it was actually kind of like thunder shaking the house. Like it seemed, but it's sunny out.
NASA reports that it may have been a meteor that traveled above the Statue of Liberty at 34,000 miles an hour. Robert Lunsford, fireball coordinator for the American Meteor Society.
The meteor, or what's left of it, has to travel down to where the air is dense enough to carry sound wave.
There haven't been any reports of damage or injuries. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in New Jersey.
One of the victims of the July 4th drunk driving crash in Lower Manhattan, now saving the lives of four other people, the family of 30-year-old Emily Ruiz has donated her organs. Leonard Achan is the president and CEO of Live On NY.
The fact that something good could come from something so tragic is the power of donation and the circle of life that we get to see every day, and we get to honor people who make that decision.
Ruiz was taken off life support 5 days after the crash. The organ recipients are between 50 and 70 years old and received her heart, lungs, and kidneys.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.